So, hi, I'm actually sitting in front of a Walmart. I'm going to go in and get some smoothies, stuff to make smoothies at the house. I find when I start off the day with a smoothie, I eat better. And, you know, when I started this podcast just a few days ago, I figured that I would record all my episodes in my recording booth that I have at my house, because that's what I do. But this Anchor app actually allows you to record on your phone, and I thought I would see how that goes. So here I am in a parking lot. And I wanted to talk for a minute about being a younger runner, because that's my experience. I started as a kid running and then ran, you know, through junior high and high school and then a couple years past that. But my love of running gave way to other sports and then and partying. And I, you know, I was like 135 or 140 when I graduated high school. And then like a couple of years later, I was 200 pounds. And my priorities changed and shifted. And so as a result of that, I have through my life tried to come back to running numerous times and have run with some success for a while and lost weight. But what's ended up happening is a lot of times I've been overweight and running. And my knees have not appreciated that at all. I found myself in the orthopedics office and he was walking in, you know, my first several years ago, you know, first time I saw him, and I opened the door and he goes, wow. When he looked at me, he goes, man, by looking at your x-rays, I would expect you to be way over 300 pounds and way over 75 years old. You know, you're bone on bone there in your knees, and not all of them, but in the interior part of my knees. And so anyway, I really kind of at that moment kind of thought, I'm not ever going to be a good runner again. I mean, I'm bone on bone. But to my orthopedic Dr. Kern's credit, you know, he said, hey, actually, man, you love running. I think as long as you can run and want to run, you should try to run. And that's my job, is to keep you going as long as you can. And since then, I've read a lot of articles that say, you know what, people with arthritis in their knees may actually be a lot better off to keep running. And so, and you know, here I am eating a lot of beans and greens these days, and I cut back the sodium and the inflammation's down in my body, and I'm not hurting the way I used to in my knees. I'm just not. I'm not having to go get the shots I used to have to go get. Of course, I'm down like 40 pounds, and running has really helped with that. So I just wanted to, you know, point out that when I was younger, I was, my metabolism was flying, and I could eat whatever I wanted to. And as an adult, I got into bad eating habits, and that's been really hard to shake, because I grew up being able to eat whatever I wanted and not gain any weight. And of course, you know, that turned out not to be the case after I stopped running and got a little older. And so, you know, that's one of the issues. If you run a lot when you're young and you get spoiled by having a killer metabolism, you'll find yourself later, you either need to keep running or you need to keep in mind that you got to stay on a healthy diet, because I could devour pizza as much as I wanted or any kind of food, you know, when I was young, and turned out not to be the case years later. All right, that's me checking again in from the parking lot. I'm 53. I've been running on and off since the 70s, and in 2 days, I've got a half marathon, and then after that, I begin searching for my first marathon to run, because I thought I'd never get around to running one. Well, I've changed my mind. Glad you're here. Thanks.